On his right, as he was speaking, flew an eagle, bearing within his claws a large white goose, a tame fowl from the yard. People ran shouting after, men and women, but as the bird drew near, he darted to the right before the horses. All saw it and were glad, and in their breasts their hearts grew warm, and thus began Pisistratus, the son of Nestor. Think, heaven-descended Menelaus, leader of hosts, is it we to whom God shows this sign, or is it you? He spoke, and valiant Menelaus pondered, doubting what he should think, and rightly answered. But long-robed Helen, taking up the word, spoke thus, "Hearken, and I will prophesy such things as the immortals bring to mind, things which I think will happen. As the eagle caught the goose, she fattened in the house, he coming from the hills where he was born and bred, so shall Odysseus, through many woes and wanderings, come home and take revenge. Even now, perhaps, he is at home, sowing the seeds of ill for all the suitors." Then answered her discreet Telemachus, "Zeus grant it so, he the loud thunderer, husband of Hera. Then would I there, too, as to any god, give thanks to you." He spoke and laid the lash upon the horses, and very quickly they started toward the plain, hastening through the city. And all day long they shook the yoke they bore between them. Now the sun sank, and all the ways grew dark, and the men arrived at Pherae, before the house of Diocles, the son of Orsilochus, whose father was Alpheus. There for the night they rested. He gave them entertainment. Then, as the early rosy-fingered dawn appeared, they harnessed the horses, mounted the gay chariot, and off they drove from porch and echoing portico. Telemachus cracked the whip to start, and not unwillingly the pair flew off, and by they came to the steep citadel of Pylos. Then said Telemachus to Nestor's son, "O son of Nestor, could you give and carry out a promise I shall ask? Friends from of old we call ourselves, through parents' friendship. Besides, we are alike in years, and this our journey makes the tie more close. Do not then, heaven-descended prince, take me beyond my ship, but leave me there, for fear old Nestor, meaning kindness, detain me at his house against my will, when I should hasten on."